This episode is brought to you by Pine Melon. Pine Melon is a next-generation grocery delivery app that partners with over 200 local farmers, ranchers, and producers in Colorado to help make fresh, locally sourced foods available to the Denver community at fair prices. And this month, Pine Melon is celebrating Earth Month by highlighting their commitment to sustainability. They keep their supply chain efficient to help reduce carbon emissions and offer same-day delivery to help reduce food waste. And as a special thanks to CityCast listeners, you can use the code CityCastDenver for $75 off your first order. That's Pine Melon, the farmer's market delivered.
Today on CityCast Denver. Making edibles at home has always sucked. It takes forever, it stinks up the whole kitchen, and frankly, you never know how potent anything is going to be. But Colorado's most brilliant potheads and culinary minds have been working on this for a long time, and they've come up with a new technique that is completely changing the game. My guest today is one of the most decorated cannabis chefs on the planet, Jared Farina. We invited him to come cook for us so we could taste the future of edibles for ourselves. And stick around to the end, because we're giving away a private dinner with Chef Farina, and you could win it. Today is Tuesday, November 15th, 2022. I'm Bree Davies, and this is CityCast Denver. Jared Farina, welcome to CityCast Denver.
Thank you for having me.
So we're here because you're like the guy when it comes to fine dining and cannabis, and I want to taste it. I want to learn everything about it, but we have to start with like the concentrate you had us buy before we even set this up. What is that?
So I sent you guys to grab either some CO2 oil or some distillate, and it's basically a concentrated form of cannabinoids from the flowers. So it saves us from doing a 45-minute process in the oven. Basically, we're just going to infuse it into some olive oil today and make a highly infused chef's dose olive oil that we'll use with a dropper bottle to infuse the dishes.
Okay, so that makes me feel a little better, because like you can kind of control how much is in it.
100%. So okay. The way we do it, we actually, during a dinner, let's say we have a dinner of 20 people, you know, you might have one person who can't consume cannabis, maybe from work or from, health purposes, whatever it is. And then maybe you have somebody who wants to go to the moon. And then, you know what I'm saying? You might have two people who are low dose. So with the method that I'd use doing table aside, we can accommodate each and every person per guest per course.
Oh, that's awesome. So you don't have to worry like, oh, I'm the guy that can't really handle it. But like,
right.
You know, my friend can go to the moon, like you're saying.
Exactly. So we make everybody comfortable. And that way you're not stuck at like whoever's got the lowest dose at the table. You have to make it to accommodate that person, you know. And also, you know, whoever eats the most or has the biggest appetite, should that person get the highest? That's another thing that you would run into if we're just to dose the whole batch per se as well.
Okay. So how long have you been working with cannabis in food?
So I mean, professionally, about 8 years, but really, you know, since high school, you know, so it's something that I've dabbled with a lot and then not done for a long time, and then got back into it and then gone back and forth. And it's something that, you know, I didn't think was going to be a career choice for me at all until my 30s, believe it or not. So it's kind of been a fun ride.
How long have you been in Colorado?
We've been here for 9 years now, I think it's been.
Okay. So like around the time of legalization, because I think,
yeah.
I hear you when you're like, I don't know if this, how would this be a career, but you're creating fine dining experiences with weed.
Right. Yeah. So we like to say we bring the fine dining element to the cannabis industry. And I've spent time staging and training in like a 3-Michelin-starred restaurant and Joe Robuchon in Vegas. And I've had some really great opportunities for somebody who didn't go to culinary school or take that path originally. You know, I've had opportunities that people who did haven't had. So it's been really exciting for me. And recently, me and my wife just traveled to Paris for our 10-year anniversary. And while we were there, we're always studying and learning. And we decided to take a cooking class even then at this French cooking school called École d'Alain Ducasse. And I was the only English student there, and we had to get like a translator. Yeah, it was pretty fun.
You know, I don't know. I think I know a lot of folks who have worked in this world, and one of my friends has worked at a Michelin star restaurant, and he started as a prep cook, and then the salad station. So I think that there's so many different ways to go about it, and I think it's really cool that you started at that sort of from the ground up and figured out how to make it into this really amazing experience that I think is respected in a way that I wouldn't have expected maybe 10 years ago.
Thank you. Yeah, I would say it is. You know, we've recently been awarded from Westward the Best of Denver, which was kind of crazy for us. We were very excited about that, especially being that, we don't have a brick and mortar. We're all private dining and we're a cannabis forward business. So, and then when Food and Wine reached out to us, we were part of that. And so just to be a part of all these big festivals and being shown off in the city as a premier business is kind of really exciting for us too.
So speaking of, you've been on TV and earlier this year you were on Beat Bobby Flay.
Our next contestant is a former disc jockey turned chef. He's well known in Colorado's cannabis infused dining scene. Please welcome Jared Farina.
Did you get Bobby Flay high?
Oh, I wish I could say I did. So they shoot 2 episodes a day there.
Oh.
And it's very fast paced. I was lucky enough to get something signed by him. But other than that, you barely have any time, but it was a great experience, just like every other time that I've done anything like that,
You mentioned sort of the taste. So what we'll be making and eating today, you won't necessarily taste that sort of, for lack of a better term, like weed taste?
Yeah, not at all. Yeah. So what we're going to make it so highly infused that you're only going to use a few drops into your whole dish. You know what I mean? Maybe 10 drops probably is what you'll go for. And then with that said, you won't taste it at all.
You mentioned sort of table side infusion. Is that just like when you get fresh cracked pepper at a restaurant on a salad, or like what are we talking about?
Yeah, pretty much. So we can do it at the pass, we'll say, as the plates are going out. But a lot of times, it makes the guests feel more comfortable, I find, when we actually do table side. So I actually come out per course.
Kind of see.
Yeah. And you can see how much you're consuming, like how much actually put onto your food. You see how much your neighbor got squirted on their food. And then they can, throughout the 7 courses, let's say they had during course number 5, they might be like, all right, well, this person's having the time of their life right now. Maybe I'll go a little heavier on this next course. And that's something that happens all the time. We might even get somebody who decided not to consume. And then halfway through the dinner, like, let me try a little bit.
So it gives you the chance to sort of monitor how much or if you want to at all.
Or cut it off if you want to. Let's say you've already reached where you want to get to. And at that point, you can, stop for the rest of the dinner, let's say.
So I'm thinking about like edibles consumption, like I'll take an edible and then like an hour later I will hit. So the way that this is formulated, it hits right away, or how does it work?
20 minutes usually.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm pretty on point with it too. Like I'm always telling people, should be feeling it about now, So I'd say it's about 20 minutes the way we do it. And the reason is because it's like coating the food, basically. The fact that we are adding it at the end and it's literally the first thing to touch your lips, as opposed to it being encapsulated inside of a gummy or a chocolate where your body has to break it down in order to get to the goods.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. Okay. So do you have any tips for sort of like the home chef that wants to tap into this kind of arena of fine dining and or cannabis and cooking?
I would say to make an infused oil at home is the best way to go. A lot of people, infused butter, like you said, is everybody's first try, And the only thing that I say about butter is it's one of those things that every temperature it's in every
it
recipe
changes.
You look at, it changes, right? They're like, use room temperature butter, use cold butter. So it could be something that could be, it's not as accessible per se, whereas olive oil, you can literally add it at any point in time to anything. Like I said, you can have a cooked meal. You could go get takeout, you can go get takeout, bring it home and maybe have a friend over who's from out of town and they want to have an infused dinner. And you might have this product in your cupboard already. It's something that's doesn't have to be thought about, just make the infused olive oil, keep it in your cupboard. It's not going to go bad. And then it's something you just pull out when you want to use it. And that's what I recommend for the home users.
I love that idea. Okay. So before we get into the kitchen, tell me about what you're going to make for us.
So today we're going to do some sauteed shrimp in a garlic herb sauce, and then we're going to toss it with some fettuccine pasta as well.
Oh my God, cannot wait. Okay, well, we're going to get cooking.
Let's do it.
A plastic end on it, and it's glass where it's holding the product, and we're going to heat up the glass portion of it so it becomes viscous, and we can squirt it out right into the bowl of olive oil, which I'm doing now.
How much olive oil did you start with?
So this was 2 ounces of olive oil to 1 gram of concentrate. And the concentrate that you guys got is half strength because it's a 1-to-1 CBD ratio. So normally the product that I make is about 240 milligrams per tablespoon. And this one's gonna be about 120 THC and CBD, 120 THC and 120 CBD per tablespoon.
Okay.
This episode is brought to you by the Museum of Outdoor Arts. Because on Sunday, April 28th, the museum is hosting La Primavera Festival, a celebration of spring, to kick off event season at Marjorie Park. La Primavera Festival is a family-friendly event inspired in part by the Gaelic Bealtaine celebration and European May Day marking the beginning of summer. And the star of the show is really something special. They're premiering the latest permanent installation by local artist Lonnie Hansen. It's called The Cabinet of Curiosities and Impossibilities. Hansen describes it as an enchanting homage to English curio shops, featuring a collection of relics from fairy tales and nursery rhymes that tell stories about early optics, geometry, magical tools, celestial wonders, and more. The festival includes a pancake brunch, live Celtic music, maypole dancing, flower crown and basket making, yard games, and a bar for adult beverages. Tickets are available now at moaonline.org. That's moaonline.org.
After we ate, Chef Farina tidied up and left me, newsletter editor Peyton Garcia, and producer Paul Caroli to digest the experience.
It totally blew my mind that this is his technique and not the, you know, put the terrible quality weed in the oven.
It makes so
hours
much more
and
sense,
hours,
though.
Stink up the house. It really does.
Yeah. Now that he's explained it, I'm like, oh, that makes way more sense.
Just buy the concentrate and then you can make cannabis infused anything yourself. Mm-hmm. Or what he offers that is like really special is he does he brings fine dining to your house, which I know private parties with chefs is not a new thing, but I just really liked his approach to that. The cannabis infusion can be part of that if you want.
Yeah, it's just sort of like a condiment at the end.
Yeah,
like the dish is prepared separately. It's not even, it could be, it's just pasta, you know. Peyton, mm-hmm. You didn't have,
right?
Yeah.
Peyton
yours
didn't
infused.
Have any because she's no. pregnant and she doesn't consume marijuana anyway, so it was like, but you can still enjoy this delicious meal that Paul and I had that maybe had some
few little drops, few little drops of.
Which is why these Skittles are so good right now. But yeah, what I loved about this was like you could control that. That's mm-hmm. the scariest part to me about homemade like canna butter and stuff mm-hmm. is you can't control. It feels like you can't control it if you don't know exactly what you're doing. And he took all of that scariness out of it.
Oh, totally. I mean, even before he came here, I was like, this is cool for people who partake, but like it's not something that I would ever be interested in because I don't consume cannabis. And so I was like, oh, this just isn't for me. But he made it sound so accessible. And first of all, if you're going to go to one of these dinners and you don't want to consume, you still get to be a part of the experience. Mm-hmm. You still get a really great meal. But then it the way he talked about it, and he's a professional when it comes to dosing. And he said that he's really good at knowing exactly how to dose people and sure. getting that mm-hmm. feel. I would feel comfortable venturing into this. Like it'd be a great way for
intro.
Me to try mm-hmm. it. Yeah. With some, you know, in a space that I feel comfortable with somebody who knows what they're doing. And like, it doesn't mean that I have to have as much cannabis as the person next to me is having.
Yeah.
I could just have a small amount.
You know, this is the first time I've ever, you know, ever since cannabis was legalized, it's always been this question of like, how is weed going to come into restaurants? Like people
yeah.
like edibles. How is that going to work? And the regulations have always been really murky. And like, we kind of danced around it with Jared for an hour just now because hard to talk about.
Right. I was like, he doesn't want to get himself in hot water because he's not a lawyer. Yeah. Like he's a chef who wants to work with something that has legal binding around it that makes it complicated. But I would think if Colorado could get its act together and really figure it out, what a boon for it would just continue the economic boon that is cannabis and maybe provide even more opportunities for folks to get involved in the industry.
I think this little squeeze bottle is the answer too. This is not like, you know, can of butter, who knows what's in there.
Yeah, so this like is, you said, it's just an infusion of olive oil and a concentrate.
Yeah.
That you know exactly what the dose of the concentrate is because we purchased it from a dispensary.
I love that he said, just keep that in your purse, like a person who carries hot sauce. He's yeah. like, I just carry it with me and I go out fine dining, add a few drops.
I know. That cracked me up. I was like, well, that's one way to do it.
And now you have your very own squirt bottle, Brie. What you can do with all that? That's going to last you forever.
I know. I love it. But I also like, I don't know, something that bothers me about the cannabis conversation is it's always relegated to this like janky, cheesy, like, stoners. And I'm like, people that get wine drunk. Like, it's why can't it be at the same level of like, you go into a fine dining establishment that has a sommelier and they pick out a wine for you. Like, why can't cannabis be there? And I'm sure this is something that cannabis advocates and folks in the industry have been talking about for decades. Mm-hmm. But as the average consumer, I would absolutely love this in a restaurant setting. Love it.
Can you imagine that, Peyton? Like, how would you incorporate this into a fine dining setting?
I mean, I like how Bree's thinking of it. It's almost... like, I don't know if you leave the squirt bottle on the table, right? Because that feels a little.
I mean, they leave bottles of wine on the table. You watch people get, I watch people get housed.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. But I mean, I do agree with Brie in the sense that like, if you can go out and have a nice dinner and pair it with wine and you look over and you're like, that table's having a great time. They're having a lovely date night with some wine. Like, why can't you do the same thing with cannabis?
I feel you though, but I'm feeling a little hinky about putting the infused olive oil on the table.
Yeah, if you think about it, restaurants are only, they can't overserve, right? And they're supposed to monitor how much they're serving somebody. How do you monitor? I mean, there would obviously have to be some thought put into like how you're monitoring how much cannabis you're providing a table. But I don't know. I think it's cool. And I think I don't think it's something I would have given much thought until we had this conversation with Jared. And he made it sound like such a great idea.
I want someone like the guy who comes by who does the fresh Parmesan. That's what I think. That's totally the place for this, I think.
Fresh what
dose would pepper? You like?
A little cannabis oil?
Yeah.
That doesn't feel like it could be that. Like, that's not that out of place. Like, I feel like I could see that and not be like, this is an SNL skit.
I have fresh grated Parmesan cheese on my shrimp fettuccine at Olive Garden the other night. What if that could be infused cannabis oil?
What if it could be
oil?
Weed, man? Weed at the Olive Garden?
Yeah, I don't know about the self-service. I think at this point it's very smart to have the chef help you determine.
Yeah, or maybe it's just an add-on. Maybe it's like, would you like this infused?
Should we send the weed man by your table?
Yeah. 5 milligrams costs this much. 10 rule. Milligrams costs this much.
Yes, that would rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I would also say he's an extremely pleasant gentleman, so it works really well.
He was just a joy. And he's very knowledgeable about food and cannabis.
Yeah, and if you're going to have someone in your home cooking for you, he's like going to be part of the party. Like, I vibed with that guy immediately. I was like, oh, this guy rules. Totally. So, I don't know. Maybe it's about who delivers this to you, who brings this experience to you. And Jared rules.
Thanks, Jared.
Thanks, Jared.
Thanks, Jared.
And there you have it. Chef Jared Farina's cannabis-infused olive oil technique gets the CityCast Denver stamp of approval. But you don't have to take our word for it. I'm going to drop some links to learn more about how to do this at home in the show notes. But I'm also delighted to announce a giveaway. Chef Farina wants to treat a CityCast Denver listener to a free fine dining cannabis dinner in your home for up to 4 people. You've got to buy the concentrate yourself, but Jared will do the rest. It's a $500 value, and to win, all you have to do is leave us a voicemail with your worst edibles nightmare. You have until midnight on November 20th to get us your story, and then we'll pick our favorite to win a private dinner with Jared. Just leave us a voicemail at 720-500-5418, and you could win a wild night to remember. That number again is 720-500-5418. And here's what else Denverites are talking about. Looks like Denver will be tackling its missing sidewalks problem sooner than later, thanks to voters. Denver Streets Partnership claimed victory last weekend for their Denver Deserves Sidewalks campaign, which passed with 55% of the vote. Maintenance and build-out of sidewalk infrastructure across the Mile High will now be the city's responsibility, and property owners will foot the bill. Speaking of city issues, Denver will deploy an action team to help lure people back to patronize businesses downtown. This means more police downtown, along with graffiti cleanup, better lighting, and outreach workers. But as Axios points out, the city was vague about the size of the team, its budget, and how success of the team will be measured. Current focus will be on the Denver Convention Center, which Mayor Hancock says has been losing business because of crime, but didn't share any data on that conclusion. That's all for today here on CityCast Denver. If you enjoyed the show, why not take a minute to tell Bobby Flay about us? Rate the show wherever you get your podcasts and subscribe to our morning newsletter, Hey Denver, by texting Denver to 66866. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more news from around the city. Bye-bye. Man, mashed potatoes at Thanksgiving would be way better if everybody had a little edibles in them, but only consensually. It's the key here, consent.